Jerry Bader Show, 921 406 1360, 888 455 1360. Granted, the media was somewhat selective in the audio that it aired from 911 calls on the day of Sandy Hook from the school. I'm conflicted on whether they should have aired any of it. Fox News Radio provided it to its affiliates. That includes the station to which you were listening. And we put on two of our news directors of the company to make the case that, yes, there was a newsworthy element in advancing it. I can't decide. I'm probably leaning, were it my decision to make, were I still a news director, and I was for years, I think I would not have aired it. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. For me, the respect to the families thing is weighing pretty heavily right now. John on the road. John, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi. There's a number of things, I think, to go into it. Number one is out of respect for the families, but also what they mentioned where that phone was ringing off the hook. That may have been the fault of one person, but that can put kind of a bad stigma on everyone in that organization or something like that, they may have done everything they can, but one person drops the ball and you kind of put a dark cloud over, a good organization, something like that. We know public opinion can go the wrong way fast. And third is the way people are out there, it may glorify it for someone else to go out and do something crazy and think they might be on the tape or something. There's a number of good reasons.
On your second point, I don't think that's a good reason not to report that, though. I think that is a newsworthy element. I guess my argument would be you can report it without the use of 911 audio. But I'm going to disagree with you on that, John. You don't think it's newsworthy to know that that happened?
Yes, I guess I do, but I mean, I guess reporting it that this was found from the tape, but actually hear it ringing off the hook, like that, I don't think would be newsworthy.
All right, John, thanks a lot for the call. And I think that's a tough call. I really do. Joe in Wausau. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I just got a couple of points to make. The first one, I think it's all right to air it, obviously, with discretion. But it's easy enough to say, hey, we're going to play 3 minutes worth of audio. If you don't want to hear this, please turn off your radio for those 3 minutes. And the second point, I think it's important to release stuff like that because not only is it newsworthy, people may catch things within the audio that maybe would make for training points for other schools and their security
Okay, Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Here's where I would agree. I think absolutely the audio should be released. Absolutely. And I think he just made a good point. I think there's a lot of people that should hear this audio. It was made available on a website. Anybody could go listen to it. You're right. You can turn the radio down. It's difficult, though, and I think that's why Fox Radio News, and I have no idea what they did on television. I didn't see any Fox News television yesterday, so they may have aired some of it there. I knew when it was being released that I had no intention of airing it on this show, and I'll admit some is different than others. Again, what I heard, I guess, is not all that troubling to me, where a teacher is describing what's going on. To Jeff and Eau Claire. Jeff, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Yeah, hello. Look, my thing is, it's one thing to hear about these things. It's another thing to see them. It's one thing to hear about the Kennedy assassination. It's another thing to see him get half his head blown off. It's one thing to hear about the Nazi atrocities and the concentration camps. It's another thing to see the piles of bodies and the walking skeletons. In this case, I say this, whether they hear these tapes or not, right now there's 24 little monsters who are planning how they're going to outdo this guy, and there's a parent in the next room that has their suspicions but can't bring themselves to believe that their little Johnny could do such a thing. I think if they heard the horror of this event, it might dole them to think, you know what, maybe little Johnny might be doing such a thing. I'm going to take some steps to make sure that little Johnny never does these things. I just think that it's one thing to hear about these things, but it's another thing to actually see them or hear them.
So you think the need to hear it was important? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that it's as important as to see the horrors of what people can do. Like, say, I referenced Nazi Germany. I referenced the two towers. It would be one thing to hear about the two towers coming down. You'd think, oh, yeah, that's terrible. It's another thing to see those planes fly into those towers, realizing all the people on board, and then watch the towers come down, realizing the people. It's another thing to see the people jumping out the window, thinking it's better to die on the sidewalk than to die in this furnace. That's powerful.
But
that changes things.
But we did see the images of Sandy Hook, though. We saw the TV news coverage. Why did we need
to
hear the...
You're sort of inferring that there are things that are terrible to be heard.
Well,
and that
okay.
can make a
well,
strong
no, no.
point.
Well, no, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I would never argue that TV shouldn't have shown this Hapruder film. That's one of the examples you gave. Is it necessary, though... And there's, I think it's hard to safeguard erring voices of the deceased. Is it necessary to put families through that? We've seen the horrors of Sandy Hook. We saw all of that on TV. Does this?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Well,
you saw policemen talking behind a podium, and you saw reporters talking, and you saw
didn't see him shooting. Yeah, you're right. You didn't see him shooting. You do make a point there, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the call. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I absolutely agree that this should have been released. And I disagreed with those who tried to stop the release, and I understood their decision, or their opinion, rather, because they didn't want to put this decision in the hands of the media. And I understand why the media has earned that distrust. Look at how they botched the same day reporting on this story. I get all of that. I know my opinion sounds a little conflicted here, and it is. I do not think this should have been withheld from the media. However, I don't know. My initial reaction was I wasn't going to air any of it. I agreed with Fox News Radio on their newscast not airing any of it, but they felt they had a responsibility to provide it to affiliates, and they did. As I heard what has been aired, I'm not saying anything particularly offended me. The audio that I heard most often was a teacher within the school describing to the 911 dispatcher what she was doing, what was going on. I guess I would argue that probably for me personally did advance the story somewhat. If I thought upon hearing it, and I agree with Chris Conley from Wausau that it's a case, you can't have a one-size-fits-all policy on this. It's case by case. I've heard some of it where maybe upon further reflection I would have erred. Josh on the road. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, another spin on this is when I was in EMS years ago when the Columbine incident happened, and we were doing incident management training, to hear the dispatch live dispatch and 911 calls from Columbine, that's a different thing. When you hear that in person, there's a different emotional attachment that goes to all of that. I mean, you knew what happened, you knew the horror that happened, but when you hear the panic and the fear and all that stuff that goes into it, it puts it into different reality.
Josh, thanks a lot for the call. And again, though, you could use, I agree, using it in the training. It's out there. I get that. I remain conflicted on this. It's 9:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.